9G. Exercise 1, page 111.
My neighbour almost fell victim to a scam call recently. Thankfully, she reported the scammer and the police managed to arrest them. Imagine, it could have been one of us being scammed.
You're kidding, right? I'd have known right away if I was speaking to a scammer.
Not necessarily. Apparently, these guys are skilled at tricking people.
Yes, but there are ways to spot a scam call.
I don't get it. What do you mean?
Okay, let's assume they had targeted you instead of your neighbour. What could they have wanted from you?
My guess is they would have wanted personal information, like my online banking password or card details.
Right, but a bank employee would never have asked for details like that on the phone, would they? So what other warning signs might there have been?
Well, I suppose they might have tried to fool me with an offer of a prize or something like that.
Exactly. There's the trick. If something sounds too good to be true, it usually is. Especially if the person on the phone is pressuring you to make a quick decision about something.
I see what you're saying. That's presumably what happened with my neighbour. I guess they probably made some kind of fake offer and she was supposed to provide private information in exchange.
You got it. Now you know, you'll be prepared if someone ever tries to scam you.